Today we'll look at the last phrase in Mishnah Yud Gimel. Four phrases of Hillel, four short phrases, all of which speak about people who are lost, who are passed out of this world. Negad Shma Avid Shmei, a person focusing on their own name, their name will be erased. Delo Mosif Yosef, a person who does not add learning, will be swept away from the world. Delo Yalef, a person who doesn't learn and teach. K'talachayv is chayv misa. Ude Ishtamish B'taga Chalef. And a person who uses the crown will be exchanged out of the world, passed out of the world. Here we're talking not about someone who does not take the opportunity to learn, but someone who looks to use learning and the crown of Torah for their own purposes. Instead of devoting themselves to some higher ideal, they're using the ideal in a self-serving way. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Chedem et Bet quotes our Mishnah and quotes Reish Lakish, who explains that it refers not only to using the crown for one's own purposes, but also using someone else who studies the crown of Torah, using that person for your own purposes. So it's not only using Torah, it's being mishtamesh in someone who learns Torah for your own purposes. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Avos, Rabbi Tzadok, builds off this idea and he says, Al ta'ase ma Torah lehisgadol behem. A person should not make Torah into a tiara that they'll wear for to celebrate their greatness. Rabbi Tzadok then adds, V'kach hayi Hillel omer, u'di'ishtamish b'toga chalef, halamadata kol anenem idivrei Torah notol chayev min olam. A person who gets planah, pleasure, from the words of Torah, uses it for their own self-serving purposes, is in essence taking their life from this world. The life that they can have in the next world, the schar they would get for their learning, they're taking in this world. Famous story about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who had a Talmud who left the yeshiva and became very rich, and went to Chutzlars, became very rich, and the other Talmidim were wondering whether they should do the same. He took them out to the valley by Meron in Svat and showed them a valley full of gold and said, you can take whatever you want, but realize you're taking your next world in this world. And the point is, Torah is what we use to better ourselves in an ideological way. And through that we merit the next world. We should not be looking to use it for ourselves and our own pleasure and our own honor in this world. This is, of course, part of a much longer, broader conversation that the Rambam has on the Mishnah in the fourth parak about taking money for the learning and teaching of Torah. But notwithstanding that conversation, the point here in this Mishnah is, person should not be using the Torah for themselves, they should be devoting themselves to it.